This is Sandra Nyaira. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Tuesday, October 27, 2015. President Robert Mugabe arrives in India for the India-Africa Summit, where the Export Bank of India will sign an $87 million loan agreement with Zimbabwe to rehabilitate the Bulawayo Thermal Power Station. On the politics series today, we will be talking with Tendai Biti, leader of the newly formed People's Democratic Party, who says the economic crisis continues in Zimbabwe as the ZANU-PF succession conflicts ravage the party. A Bulawayo man, Raymond Sibanda, was fired from the civil service for allegedly engaging in homosexual activities. He successfully appealed against his dismissal at the Labour Court. Some human rights defenders are welcoming the ruling. And the curtain has finally come down on the month-long Zimbabwe International Carnival, and what a day it was for music lovers and pickpockets at the same time. Michael Kariati gives us more details later. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. Please check us out on Facebook. We are also on WhatsApp and Twitter. Today on the Youth Connection on Live Talk, our host will be talking with listeners and experts about youth and health issues at a time when some girls are failing to get sanitary wear. Stay tuned.